Welcome to The Harvest, Atlanta's home for information and inspiration for living your season of life with grace. Brought to you by Senior Provisions, your resource for true solutions in senior care. From life planning to home care to assisted living, Senior Provisions is your trusted resource in navigating the harvest season of your life. Now, here's your hosts, Hans and Amy.
Good morning and welcome to The Harvest. We are so glad you joined us today. We pray that today's show informs you, inspires you, and brings glory to our Lord. I am Hans, and I am seated next to a very great guest of ours that we'll introduce later, but also my beautiful bride.
Aw, I know I'm not like quite next to you.
No, we've put someone in between us.
That's right. A good man.
A mediator, an arbiter.
And that's going to be our banter for today, our need for mediation, right?
Yes, that's our topic today. Airing of grievances, feats of strength.
Welcome to The Harvest, everyone. We are so glad that you are joining us today. If you are listening on 970 Faith Talk, it is Saturday morning and it's around 10 o'clock. Otherwise, you might be watching and listening from Facebook, and it's actually Monday.
It is. So we've adjusted our calendar. Usually, we air on Tuesday. So for those of you that have caught us on Monday, we thank you for following our shifting schedule here.
And it's a special day. Not only do we have a great guest in studio, but it is also Veterans Day. Mm-hmm. And we just want to take a moment. And so if you're listening, it's past Veterans Day, but we want to just thank you. Every day should be Veterans Day.
Yes.
Our veterans and our military stand on the front line and they say, and I'm quoting from the movie, A Few Good Men, we're going to protect you and we're going to protect your freedom.
And I'm not sure that's a direct quote.
I don't think it's a direct quote from
a
movie.
If you're going to make a reference to a movie, you might want to have the direct quote.
You need me on the line.
You need me on that
line.
You
need me on the line. But it just goes to show that for those men and women that have taken up arms, that proudly wear the uniform, we thank you. We thank you for your service. We thank you for your sacrifice. We thank your families who are at home, who are also on the front lines with you, raising family and working hard, waiting for you to come home. America's awesome and amazing, and we saw the big flag last night in the football game, mm-hmm. and a beautiful tribute to our country. And our country's so awesome because of you. So thank you.
Yes, indeed.
Well, we have some announcements to make. First of all, we just want to say there is great resources all over Greater Atlanta, support groups and education. We're going to be doing some education out at Burt Hinckley First Baptist tomorrow. It's not too late to participate in that. So if you want more information on that, give us a call at 888-979-8783. And also, we have ongoing support groups all over Greater Atlanta. And I just want to announce a special support group coming up, and that will be Wednesday, November 20th. Hope that date's right in my head, but it's the third Wednesday of the month, and from 10 to 11 at North Metro Baptist Church, and that is in Lawrenceville off of Old Peachtree Road. Yours truly will be leading the support group. I not only am a senior care advisor, but I play one on television. No, I'm teasing.
On radio.
But I'm a senior care advisor. I'm also the faith educator for the Alzheimer's Association. And I will be leading the support group at North Metro Baptist Church third Wednesday of the month. And we have a November and December program. November is the top 10 ways to reduce stress and find joy during the holidays. If you are knee deep in caregiving, or perhaps you are a veteran in caregiving, we need you at the support group. Reach out to us at seniorprovisions.com or through our Facebook page, or you can call us directly at 888-979-8783. We need you. We need your experience. We need your heart. Maybe you might come to receive some information and encouragement, but you very well may be the person that needs to come to give the information and encouragement. So it goes both ways in these support groups. So thank you for that, and reach out to us for more information.
And we also want to take this time to thank American Parkinson's Association Georgia Chapter for their support of the Harvest Radio Show. They are a trusted partner for resources and support for families dealing with Parkinson's. If your loved one has been recently diagnosed or care at home has become too much, please give us a call. We would love to help you. Our number is 888-979-8783. Our spotlight caregiver question comes to us from a daughter caregiving for her mother at home. She writes, my mom has memory loss, and most of the time she is pleasant and agreeable. But there are times when she refuses to do what I ask and spouts out that I'm bossing her. Is this normal? And how can I approach this differently?
Wow, that is a great question. And we get a lot of questions about behavior and caregiving around Alzheimer's and dementia diseases. And I think I said this on our last show, or you said it. If you have met one person with Alzheimer's, you have met one person with Alzheimer's. It's so unique. And so a lot of the information that you can get through the Alzheimer's Association about the disease process, and even information that we give out, it's all dependent upon that person. But the thing to remember in this particular situation for this daughter is that roles have switched and are switching. And that's an adjustment for the both of you. Mm-hmm. And, you know, as her memory loss happens, not only is she, you know, recognizing you still, but she may very well be remembering you as a younger person. Mm-hmm. So for you to come in and kind of say, Mom, you need to do this, and Mom, you need to do that, and we have to go here, and we have to do this. When she's feeling that loss of control on so many things, she can't remember certain words, she can't remember her own caregiving routine. Mm-hmm. Some maybe forgetful about the people around her and the places she's at. Grasping for some control is going to be so important to her. So first of all, just acknowledge that the roles are switched. And I'm going to say this, and this is true for myself, and I know it's true for you, Hans. You try to catch people when they're feeling their best. If someone's hungry, if someone's tired, if someone's not feeling well, that may not always be the best time to approach someone with a command or asking them to do something. Mm-hmm. They may, frankly, not feel like doing it at that moment. Right. And it's okay to come back and try again at another time.
Well, another good technique relating to that is to present it as a choice, as a question like, Mom, do you think now would be a good time to do A or B or C, so that she feels like in charge and she feels a part of that decision-making process? And framing things that way, I think, are a lot more productive.
I think that's great. Another suggestion is to give her a sense of that control and say, Mom, you know, you always taught us well, that it's good for us to have, you know, a healthy breakfast in the morning. Why don't you come in and have breakfast with me? So you're reminding her that these are things that she's taught you. Mm-hmm. And she's going to have a sense of ownership on that. Oh, yeah, you're right. It's important, you know, to wash your hair every day and brush your teeth every day. Mom, that's what you taught us. One of the best examples I saw of this was personally my stepfather and his brothers went to their father, my grandfather's 101, and every day he kind of is deciding whether or not he's ready to stay here on this earth or not. And they approached it this way, and they said, Dad, you never taught us to be men that gave up. Mm-hmm. You're not going to give up. That's not what we do. It's not what you taught us. And kind of reminding him that these are the values that he taught them.
Right.
And so he got up, which is awesome. Well, I hope that answers the questions. And, you know, I think it's just important to remember to be a part of a support group so you can bounce some of these ideas and what works and what doesn't work. Because daily caregiving is every day is going to be a little different. We have an amazing show today. We are going to be talking exactly about that, frontline caregiving, going into battle. And we thought we'd name it that because it is Veterans Day today. But frontline caregiving, we have a special veteran in our studio today who's been caring for and is caring for his beautiful wife, folks, caregiving is not for the weak of heart. It's not for the wussies. It is hard. And we're going to have our friend share some of his experience and give some advice that has helped him. So join us on the other side of break. We don't want to lose you. This is some great stuff. For more information and to listen to previous broadcast of our show, go to seniorprovisions.com and click on the Harvest Radio tab.
There are places I remember all my life, though some have changed, some forever, not for better. Some have gone and some remain. All these places have their moments.
Sometimes I know what I want to say, but just can't find the words.
Last week, I shouted at my grandson, and I'm not sure why.
I saw my daughter, but couldn't remember her name.
The sooner you recognize the warning signs of Alzheimer's disease, the sooner you can do something about it. To learn more, go to alz.org/10signs. That's alz.org/10signs. A message from the Alzheimer's Association.
Every day I manage hundreds of employees and run a successful IT company, but when the doctor diagnosed Mom's Alzheimer's disease and told us she could no longer live alone, I was at a loss at what to do next. Our pastor recommended calling Senior Provisions. He said that they were a trusted resource and that they could help us find a community that met our current and future needs and fit our budget. Senior Provisions guided us through the whole transition. And now Mom loves her friends, feels safe, and we have peace of mind.
Senior Provisions is a no-cost service to families committed to helping find true solutions for your senior care needs. We will help you find trusted providers for home care or help with placement at an assisted living within your budget. Call Senior Provisions at 888-979-TRUE to get the help that you have been searching for. Call today and get the peace you need. 888-979-TRUE.
Do you know someone who is living with Parkinson's disease? Every 9 minutes, someone in the U.S. is diagnosed with Parkinson's disease. The American Parkinson Disease Association's Georgia chapter is here to help. Every day, they provide the support, education, and research that will help everyone impacted by Parkinson's disease live life to the fullest. For reliable information, local educational programs, and caring support groups, please visit apdaparkinson.org/Georgia or call 404-325-2020.
Welcome back to The Harvest. We have a great show today. We have in studio a special guest, Dennis Hoff, who is a husband, a veteran, and caregiver. And we are so glad that you joined us today. Welcome to The Harvest Radio Show.
Thank you. Thank you. It's great to be here. And we really appreciate the service that you all are providing. It's becoming more and more needed, and it's certainly appreciated by people like me.
Well, you are welcome. And Hans said during the break, well, this is how the sausage gets made. It's really just about coming on each week and sharing stories. And it's my prayer today that your story, your experiences, someone listening is going to be able to, number one, learn something from you, be encouraged by you, and just appreciate you kind of laying your life out there for us. Mm-hmm. So, you can blame your daughter-in-law, Andrea. She's the one who messaged me and said, you got to have my father-in-law on. It's a good job, Andrea.
Well, thanks to her. Yeah, for sure.
Awesome. Tell
us why you're here. I mean, tell our listeners about you and your wife and how you met.
Well, we met 60 years ago, and we were in high school together, graduated together, and I always remind her that she invited me to a Sadie Hawkins dance.
Oh.
So it's all her fault.
Yay.
Things happened, but We've had a wonderful time together. We've been married 56 years, and we're all both in our late 70s, and trying to press on and do the best we can. We went off to college in separate places. Renee went to Southern Cal, and I went to Clemson. And we managed to keep our relationship going for long distance for four years.
Wow.
And after that, we were married and went in the Air Force. So I was in ROTC at Clemson, and we had a great experience in the Air Force for 4 years. I was an administrative-type job. I wasn't being shot at here during Vietnam, but still we were in there and doing the best we can. And after that, I became a management consultant for a short period of time and then joined some Clemson folks, a group of brothers and myself. We started a company called Plymart and building materials. And I was there for 30-some years and had a great time. The company grew and had some wonderful people. And got a lot of good experience there.
On the way up here, I sat in the back seat. We picked you up. And
what you don't know is she always sits in the back seat. And I'm just a limo driver.
That's really weird.
It's not true.
Yeah. Well, okay, I was in the back seat today. Mm-hmm. And coming up here, all I heard about was you guys talking about plywood. I kind of tuned out.
Is that
out.
What you gleaned out of our yes. our 45-minute conversation?
Yes. Plywood. I had nothing to add to that conversation. But
That was good. Yeah.
That was good.
Yeah. Well, that's pretty much it. We spent most of our life, married life, after the Air Force in DeKalb County, Clarkston initially, and then some wonderful time in Stone Mountain, in Smoke Rise area. We have two wonderful children, Dennis, who lives close to you folks.
Yeah, our neck of the woods.
In Snellville. And we have a daughter, Kristen, that lives in Maryville, Tennessee. Hmm. And we have five wonderful grandchildren, all adults now except for one and senior in high school. So we've had a wonderful family and a wonderful time with them.
That's such a blessing to have a life together, especially going all the way back. Hans and I, and our listeners may not know this, but they will now.
They will know.
We are high school sweethearts, so we have that in common with
you
as well.
Yep. Yes, we were very blessed in that regard.
That's great. That is great.
So I have to ask, and we like to ask all of our guests about a particular scripture that maybe is a scripture that's been important to you throughout your life, or maybe more important to you now than ever. Is there one that you can share with our listeners?
Well, in my year, I guess, adult life, maybe 20, 25 years ago, our church took high school students to Appalachia. To repair some homes and make them warmer, drier, and safer.
Wow.
And I did that for five or six years, I guess. We took a lot of kids. It was a lot of fun. But the motto during those trips was 1 Peter 4:10, each one should use whatever gift he has received to save others. Faithfully administering God's grace in various forms.
That's awesome.
So service is important. It's been more important to me as I've gotten older. And I'm glad to be able to do that kind of thing.
Well, we talk about that second season of life when you do have some more time. You have experience, you have knowledge, you might even have some resources that you've kind of built up over the years. I mean, I'm talking about stuff. We got a lot of stuff in our houses. And, you know, that second season of life is a great time to give and donate of your time and your heart and your energy and really come alongside people. So, I mean, that's awesome. I want to kind of dive into your role right now, and you have you're a caregiver for your wife Renee. Tell us a little bit about that journey. When did that begin?
Well, as I mentioned, we had a wonderful 56 years together, and probably about 5 years ago, we were on a Viking River cruise. Mm-hmm. And every morning they put put on your bed or gave you an itinerary for the day, where we were going to be at certain times and who was going to be with us and whatever. And Renee became sort of obsessed with that itinerary. She asked me over and over again, what time are we doing this or who's coming? Are you sure you're right? And it was something completely different than she'd ever been. And that was just sort of
out of her character.
Sort of and it was like the first step that, you know, something isn't right. And so from there on, unfortunately, things regressed, and it was more she would get lost driving a car. And we eventually took her license away, and she never complained about it, which is really... I've heard so many stories of people that are really upset whenever they can't drive anymore. But for some reason, Renee didn't bother her. I think she maybe realized that she was doing some things wrong.
Right.
So anyways, and then it sort of just kept regressing. We moved out of our a nice home in Smoke Rise to Park Springs, where they had a memory care facility, and we could... we could live together for a while there.
And when you went, when you started seeing these signs, did you go to the doctor to kind of get an official diagnosis?
Well, we did. And we really didn't get an official diagnosis for a couple of years, probably. But I think Renee's family had a real history of memory loss.
Okay.
Almost all of our aunts and uncles had some kind of problem in that regard. Of course, back then, people didn't really know what it was. They called it hardening in the arteries and different things. But you know, it sort of got me thinking about it. And obviously, she couldn't care for herself like she used to.
Right. So when you moved in, and this is the one thing I like to tell family caregivers, is even if things get tougher at home and you have to kind of make a decision, and you all did, I still remember your son Dennis talking to us at a Mexican restaurant after a baseball game and said, hey, my parents are looking at this particular community, and what's your opinion about it? And I said, that's great. They're going to have a lot of support. You're going to have support, and she's going to have a lot of additional support. But never did you relinquish your caregiver, husband, devoted husband status at all. Yeah. And I tell folks that all the time, you are still in the role of loved one, and you never relinquish that, even though someone else may actually be doing some of the reminding and the hands-on caregiving. So I think that's terrific. I know, and we're coming up against break, so I don't want to cut you off too soon, but I definitely want to talk a little bit more about some of the things that your friendships, your daily routines, some of those things that changed. Anything that comes to mind, you shared a story about something that she enjoyed doing that had to change.
Yes, about that.
Go ahead and start that.
Well, you know, we talk about different stories, and things happen every day. Unfortunately, most of them are maybe not the best, but every now and then you have some bright spots. Renee always liked to have a little drink of scotch before she went to bed, and it relaxed her and me, as far as that goes, I guess. But it got to the point where the doctors recommended she didn't have any.
Yeah.
So now we go to the Mexican restaurants, like you said, and we have margaritas and daiquiris. But I whisper to the server, make him a virgin. But she thinks, she can't tell for sure. You know, it never enters her mind that she's not getting that little perfume.
She's still having a great evening out with her husband.
Those are the kind of things you have to do.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And when we come back, we're going to be talking about a little more of those, how some of the friendships changed and just your routines changed. We're going to continue our conversation with Denny Hoff, caregiver, fundraiser, little tease there. He's a great story to share, and hopefully it will inspire you as well. Thank you for listening to The Harvest.
Baby, if you need me, call me. No matter where you are, no matter how far,
don't worry, baby.
Just call my name, I'll be there in a hurry. You don't have to worry, oh, baby, there ain't.
Welcome back to The Harvest. We've been talking with a good friend of ours, Denny Hoff, and it brings to mind relationship. And wedding vows are a covenant that we make not only with one another, but with God. We promise to love one another till death do us part, in sickness and in health. Our guest today is an example of such love and devotion, and we are so glad that you're here to inspire others that are listening. Dennis Hoff.
So we were kind of teasing a little bit before, and you shared a great story about a routine that your wife had that, you know, she's been able to maintain. You kind of have been creative about it. And there's absolutely no wrong with creativity when it comes to caregiving for Alzheimer's. So now she's living at home with you. She's back at home with you and doing great. You have you were sharing with us that you all are blessed to be able to have caregivers come in. Not everyone can afford that. And it's probably due to you working so hard throughout your life that you're and have planned. We talk about planning. So you've planned for unexpected need for that. Tell us what kind of a day in the life of Mr. and Mrs. Hoff looks like.
Well, it's hard to tell really how each day will go. For the most part, they come out fine. But we do have a young lady that comes in the morning and helps with breakfast and gets Renee going. And she has certain events that she does. They have a chair yoga program at the yoga loft close to us, and she does that up at the senior center on Bethesda out in Gwinnett. They have a Richard Simmons video on Friday mornings that brings back a lot of memories to her from back in that era, and she does that. And so we try to keep her doing as many things as we can. She goes to a daycare program 3 days a week, and that's from 10 to 3, and that's wonderful for her. They play bingo and she just has a great time.
Give a shout out to that program. What program is that
she goes to? It's Calvin Cove at the Westminster Presbyterian Church out in Snowville.
Awesome program.
Yeah, and they do wonderful work. Unfortunately, she doesn't remember what she did every day. I ask her what she had for lunch and what she did. And the short-term memory is virtually, that's from what we understand, that's the first thing that happens. And we're facing that now. But anyways, for the rest of the day, she does those activities. Then we have a young lady that comes at night from 5 to 9 that gives me a chance to get away a little bit. She makes either I make dinner or she does, and then she keeps Renee company for 2 or 3 hours. And their caregivers really give me a lot of break. They come at random times during the week or on weekends and that kind of thing. I've had a little heart issue, so stress is or lack of stress is real important to us. So as much as I do have some, certainly I'll get taken care of.
That's great. And that's beautifully put and stated that you're taking care of yourself as well. And, you know, we just said on our last show that about 70% of caregivers have some kind of medical issue going on with themselves.
And too often because of the care costs, they are deprioritizing themselves for the care of the other.
Yeah.
And go ahead. I was just going to say, so it's amazing that you have this perspective of finding balance and that you've saved and you have the resources to also achieve that balance. But you still have that role of first caregiver and husband, and you never lose that no matter who else is coming in to help.
Yeah. Well, we've been blessed with a family that's great. Our son Dennis lives not far away. And he and his wife, Andrea, have been wonderful. Andrea helps with finding bras and a few things that I'm not real experienced.
And bra shopping is very hard. So good job, Andrea.
So anyways, those kind of things. Our daughter in Tennessee is a little further away. I know she'd want to help more. Mm-hmm. But we have some friends that have been helpful. close friends. It's great.
That's sometimes a real challenge. I just read an article that sometimes when there's a diagnosis within a couple, that some of the other couples around them, I don't want to say abandon them, but it's hard sometimes to continue.
It's difficult at our age because we're losing friends already. They're moving out. They're getting ill or whatever. And then we've moved away from where we know mm-hmm. from our basic church. And so we don't have a lot of friends in these kind of situations. So the few we have are great. And church, we go to a church every Sunday. There again, I don't think Renee knows anything much about what goes on, but she loves the people there and mm-hmm. very kind.
That's awesome. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we were talking on the way that we knew some people that lived in your neighborhood that were going to connect with you and some good folks that I think would make good friends. It's hard making friends at any age. We've done a show on friendship, and mm-hmm. it's hard mm-hmm. Because there's so many limitations, and you know we're not out and about as much as we sure. were.
So I want to pivot a little bit. Mm-hmm. You know, I think we've talked about caregiving and just ways in which you've approached it and support that you've brought in. But I want to talk about this personal mission you've made in fundraising for the Alzheimer's Association and the ways in which you've done that. So tell us, first of all, how much you've raised for that organization.
Well, the Alzheimer's Association has been amazing. Their support is great. An example is that I get a phone call every Wednesday from my buddy named Roger, who I've never met, but has lost his wife mm-hmm. over the years, and he just asks. He's a friend on the phone,
yep.
and just very supportive. And so I really felt like the cause was great, and I've certainly got a great product to sell in Renee.
She has so I love many that.
Wonderful people, wonderful friends. So anyway, so Gwinnett County chapter was having a big walk to defeat Alzheimer's, and it was about 2 weeks ago, November 2nd. And I sort of felt like I would try to do everything I could, and I talked to our family about it, and we all thought that, well, let's try to raise $5,000 and use that as your goal. And I thought, mm-hmm. well, you know, I think we can do better. So I set us a goal of $10,000, and social media is great these days for things like this, you know, and the word got around, and a lot of people didn't know Renee had the issue, and it helped in that regard, and we started getting money dribbling in and from people we hadn't seen for years.
Mm-hmm. And just to give our listeners some perspective, if you've ever been a part of the if you've ever been part of the Alzheimer's Walk, I always say it's a challenge to raise the $200 so I can get my T-shirt. $10,000 as an individual.
Well, we ended up with $13,000.
We had
a team called Still Renee. I don't know if you remember the book Still Alice.
Still Alice in the movie.
And so we named our team Still Renee, and everybody got on board, and we had a lot of fun. And the day of the walk was sort of cold and foggy, but we had a nice turnout there, too. So so it worked out, worked out fine.
Well, that is awesome, and you're so humble about it, but that is a great accomplishment. And for all our listeners who have, and I personally have two grandmothers with Alzheimer's and dementia, and just knowing that individuals out there are saying, you know what, this is my calling. This is what I'm going to do. I'm going to take this on. The salesperson in me connects with the salesperson in you as well, saying, hey, we can do better than that.
Yeah.
So good for you for setting that goal. And I mean, it might not be $10,000, $13,000, but we want to encourage everyone who has been affected by this disease to go to ALZ.org, donate what you can. There's tons of resources on the website.
Mm-hmm. And the other thing I want to fit in here, too, also is that you've also taken your free time and donated your talents and painting. So you've requested those people those people, we have a coffer in our studio, but those that have interest and desire to send you an image and that you would paint that for them and you'd raise funds that way also.
Mm. Yep.
So you've taken your time and your talents, just like it says in 1 Peter, mm. and you've used them to serve. And we're so grateful to know you, and we're so grateful for your heart. And most of all, for sharing your story of caregiving and supporting Alzheimer's fundraising to our community.
Well, you've been great. And there again, I thank you for what you're doing.
Well,
have you recovered?
No. You may have to take the extra, what do you call it, outro?
The outro.
You may have to take that for me. I don't know.
What happened?
I got a cough. That happens. Thank you for your service to our country. Mm. Thank you for your steadfastness and devotion as a husband.
Thank you for asking me. This has been great.
Absolutely. Well, we would love to feature more caregivers like this. And I know if you're listening, you know an amazing story out there. Please go to seniorprovisions.com and write to us, email us, Facebook a message us, call us. We want to have you on the show. We want to feature other caregivers, and it's all about sharing our stories and getting inspired. But we are not done. And when we come back, we are going to wrap up with some helpful information on preparing for caring for a loved one at home. It's a tough season. We've got some good tips for you. Get your pad and paper and stay with us.
Wonder no one complaining. There'll be days like this when everything falls into place like the flick of a switch. Oh, my mama told me there'll be days.
Giving back to the communities where we live, work, and worship is something Thrivent Financial takes pride in. Strengthening communities and helping you be wise with money is a part of Thrivent's mission as a not-for-profit financial services organization. That's why Thrivent is proud to support The Harvest. Thrivent Financial helps Christians make financial choices that reflect their values, something they call the Wise with Money journey. Their financial professionals are real people who apply their faith, their passion, and expertise to help you be wise with money so you can live a more content, confident, and generous life. To learn more, contact your local financial professionals, Greg Bickhart, Jennifer Yankowski, Kelly Goldsmith, or Rodney Hill at 404-YOU-THRIVE. That's 404-884-7483. Or email them at thriventseniorsolutions@thriventsolutions@thriventsolutions.com. Thrivent Financial. Be wise with money.
Every day I manage hundreds of employees and run a successful IT company, but when the doctor diagnosed Mom's Alzheimer's disease and told us she could no longer live alone, I was at a loss at what to do next. Our pastor recommended calling Senior Provisions. He said that they were a trusted resource and that they could help us find a community that met our current and future needs and fit our budget. Senior Provisions guided us through the whole transition. And now Mom loves her friends, feels safe, and we have peace of mind.
Senior Provisions is a no-cost service to families committed to helping find true solutions for your senior care needs. We will help you find trusted providers for home care or help with placement at an assisted living within your budget. Call Senior Provisions at 888-979-TRUE to get the help that you have been searching for. Call today and get the peace you need. 888-979-TRUE.
Welcome back to The Harvest. We are so grateful for Denny Hopp for being on our show. I talked about on leading out of our last segment how he has this effort that he's put together where he paints paintings from requesters and raises funds to go to the Alzheimer's organization. And that effort he has called Art from the Heart. And if you have interest in reaching out to him and having him do a painting for you, we've looked through several on his phone. They're amazing. And it would be a great thing for him to do a service and for you all to receive that benefit and the Alzheimer's. So you can reach out to him at Denny, D-E-N-N-Y, Hopf, H-O-P-F, at mindspring.com. That's Denny Hopf, H-O-P-F, at mindspring.com. And it would be a great way to use your money, receive an amazing work of art, but also support a great cause. We are going to wrap up our show today with some practical ways to prepare for the caregiving season. Hello, are you
I'm
over
here,
there?
I'm here.
Gather your thoughts.
I'm gathering my thoughts. Absolutely. Well, when we kind of were thinking about, you know, how can you prepare for caregiver season? One of the first things that when I talk to someone who says, I want to take mom home, I want to take dad home, I want to take my wife home, I want them to stay home for as long as possible. And I think it's very noble. I always give this analogy of caregiving 24/7 is, I'm going to make the analogy that it's like wanting to fly. It sounds great until you step off the limb. Mm-hmm. So the more you can be prepared, the more you understand what that really entails and involves, the better, because we want everyone to make informed decisions about care. So first and foremost, assess if this is really something that you can take on. Be realistic about your own capabilities. I have been in that caregiver role briefly, and there are certain things that I know, as much as I love older adults, there are certain things that I'm just not capable of doing. And I'm always end up looking towards that certified nursing assistant with like panic in my eyes.
Right.
Like, I need help with this. Mm-hmm. So getting a true assessment and being realistic. First, you want to look at your health. You want to examine your own finances, and you also want to look at the relationship. If you've had a tumultuous, is that the word?
Yeah, that's close enough.
If you've had a difficult relationship with your loved one, I'm not going to say it twice. Suddenly taking on 24 caregiving is not going to be
take
a,
on rose petals and glitter. And I think that's an important point. And I think also too that, you know, we talk about and kind of how we advise people of setting up road signs, and I think the loss of solid rest time during the night, where you and the person you're watching over can close their eyes, stay in bed, and sleep peacefully without one eye open, one ear open. When you start to factor in sleep loss and sleep deprivation and not getting, you know, the proper amount of sleep, I think that's one of those road signs that need to be understood.
Absolutely. It will affect your health, and it will affect, you know, if you're still working, it's going to affect your work life too. I think the other important thing is, no matter whether it is Alzheimer's and dementia, whether it's Parkinson's, whether it's a recovery from a stroke, or heart disease or diabetes, anything, any of that disease process, I think it's really important to gather your information on that disease. Mm-hmm. Go to all of those organizations. The internet, that is a good place to go to the internet for disease information, because it's factual. And find out what you can expect, what is going to lie ahead. Parkinson's is a very complicated disease process. It looks different for every individual, and it does typically have greater incidences of falls, mm-hmm, and lack of mobility. Mm-hmm. And if you are a teeny tiny wife or a teeny tiny daughter, and you're trying to take care of your 6 foot, 180 pound father, and getting him up off the floor, getting him up out of a chair is going to stress your body and your back. So understanding what is going to lie ahead when mobility becomes an issue or the disease progresses.
Well, then that leads into the next step is assembling your team, your village of resources and support. And some of that's educational, like you said, going to Parkinson's.org, Alzheimer's.org, diabetes, heart disease, getting educated, then identifying those that are in your care circle, whether it's through church, through family, building up that understanding of, like, you know, when crisis hits, this is what we're going to do. I need sound counsel to help me understand when I've gotten into the weeds and I'm beyond my limits. You just need that support system in place. Caregiver support groups is another one.
Absolutely.
To get support, daycare systems to help kind of give you some respite, and also great programming for your loved one.
Well, and then also, fourth, have several plan Bs. We all have our plan As. We all know that, you know, and if your plan A is to stay home for as long as possible, okay, so let's talk about if it's not possible. So right. Let's have our plan B ahead of time. Let's do that groundwork, that reconnaissance, since got the military thing going on.
Let's do that.
Yep. Yeah, I was waiting for Christian to do an So have your plans. And if you don't even know where to begin, this is where Senior Provisions can really be a resource to you. And our advisors can come alongside you and help you develop those plan Bs. We have hundreds and hundreds of families that are kind of in a good, stable status right now. But at any point, they're going to need to call us and we're going to implement plan B.
Mm-hmm. Give yourself grace. And know that you can always do something different. This is not a tried and true. This is not an ideal perfection. This is you in service. And so give yourself grace. And also consider everything as in flux. Always seek to improve what it is you're doing. But just know that it is you serving with your heart. And what I hear is another piece. Nothing in senior care or caregiving is permanent. This is an ever-evolving process, typically, with most disease processes. And you have God, your Lord and Savior, hopefully, but the Alpha and Omega, definitely, to rely on.
That you can trust 100%. Mm-hmm. Well, I'm going to share a poem that I often share in support groups. And Denny, we're going to give this to you today to take home. A prayer for the caregiver, unknown and often unnoticed. You are a hero nonetheless. For your love sacrificial is God at his best. You walk by faith in the darkness of a great unknown, and your courage, even in weakness, gives life to your beloved. And you hold shaking hands, and you provide the ultimate care, and your presence, the knowing that you are simply there. You rise to face the giant of a disease and despair. It is your finest hour, though you may not be aware. You are resilient, you are amazing, and you are beauty unexcelled. You are the caregiver, and you have done well. And we just love you. We thank you. We love all of you out there.
A nice, respectful
applause.
Golf clap there.
Awesome. So
if you have any questions or would like to talk to us, please call us at 888-979-8783, or you can submit your question to our website at seniorprovisions.com. We'd love to hear from you. We'd love to hear feedback on the show, ways in which we can improve, expand our content, and ways of speaking into your situation. That's what we're here to do. And we also want to thank Thrivent Financial for their support of the Harvest Radio Show. They help Christians be wise with their money while living generously. And to contact them, you can reach out to reach them at 404-U-THRIVE. Thrivent Financial at 404-U-THRIVE. Thank you.
And again, just to let you all know, we are on Instagram. We are on Twitter. We are on Facebook, and you can find all of us or all of those links at Senior Provisions. You can also go to our website at seniorprovisions.com for the most up-to-date podcast of the Harvest Radio Show. Just go to seniorprovisions.com and click on the Harvest Radio tab. And we're going to close with our foundational scripture, Philippians 4:19. My God will supply for all of your needs according to his glorious riches in Christ Jesus. And there is no greater provision for caregiving, for life, than Jesus Christ himself. We pray that you would know him, and we know that he loves you. Thank you all. God bless you. Have a great week.